This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending immense greetings and salutations upon the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as we come to the end of the juz, but not to the end of the theme of Yawm al-Qiyamah spills over into juz amma as well. If not, we can safely conclude that the whole of juz amma speaks about al-akhirah, just like juz tabarak. And even before that, we find that the Qur'an is replete with ayat, if not most of the Qur'an, the main theme of the Qur'an is Yawm al-Akhir, is the last day. That's why ulama mentioned even the sending of al-Rusul wal-Anbiya, the sending of the messengers and the prophets, amongst their main goals is to remind them about وَذَكِّرُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ, is to remind them about the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remind them about returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inside today's surah, Surah Al-Mursalat, the 77th chapter of the Qur'an, these 50 odd ayat that we find, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this tikrar again, لِيَوْمِ الْفَصْلِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ. We'll explain to you what this day of separation is, this day of distinction. And even inside this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it three times, concept of يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ, هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ جَمَعْنَاكُمْ وَالْأَوَّلِينَ. Twice Allah mentions it together, and towards the end of the surah, this is a day of separation. As a side point, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned Yawm al-Fasl fil Quran, inside the Quran, six times. And ulama, maybe some of us don't seem to ponder over this, but ulama who study the science of tikrar, whereby repetitious wordings are mentioned inside the Quran. Because in the English language, the world that we live in, you find maybe some form of boredom begins to exist when something is repeated again and again. But inside the Quran, kalla, when it's repeated time and time again, for example, inside Surah Ar-Rahman, some 36 occasions in 77 odd verses or so that we find, for بِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, that every single maqta, every single section is as if it's a wording of its own, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is posing this question. So which of the blessings of your Lord will you reject, that every theme is unique? And that's what the ulama here mentioned, that every time Allah mentioned, وَيْلُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ, it mentioned 10 times inside this surah, 50 verses, that every 5 verses it's mentioned, that every single section is a section or paragraph on its own. So which of the, who are you going to reject? Woe to those individuals on that day who are the rejectors, the deniers, that every section speaks about a specific topic, whether it be the resurrection, whether it be the creation of the human being, whether it be the bounties of paradise, whether it be the punishment inside al-akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stops, وَيْلٌ يَوْمَ إِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ, mentions it again and again for a purpose, for us to ponder and to reflect upon. Another clear example inside the Qur'an of tikrar fil Qur'an that we find, inside Surah Al-Qamar, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ. Indeed, you made the Qur'an something simple and easy. Why don't we ponder and reflect upon that? Qur'an is simple and easy. Why don't you take it in forms of qira'ah, reading the Qur'an, because many of us have this vision of the Qur'an is ba'id anna, Qur'an is far away from us. Most of the Qur'an is speaking about us, is narrating about us. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ يَقُصُّ عَلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ أَكْثَرَ الَّذِهُمْ فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. Most of this Qur'an is speaking about Bani Israel, about Ahlul Kitab, about Al-Yahud, about Al-Nasara, about Quraysh, about Al-Arab. It's speaking about things that we live on a daily basis. That's why Qur'an doesn't speak ba'id. When Allah said, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبْلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ, لِمَاذَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يُخَاطِبْ أَوْ يُشِيرْ إِلَى الْإِبْلِ. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to the camel? Why doesn't Allah speak about other things He's created regarding the elephant or other animals Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created? Because هَلْ خِطَاب لِلْعَوَامِ النَّاسِ مَاذَا يَشُوفُونَ وَيَنْظُرُونَ. Khitab is what people visualize on a daily basis, what they see, what the Arabs would see on their daily basis. When Allah speaks about the mountains, the sky, the moon, the sun, the rain, the thunder, the lightning, these are مَوَاقِعَ of الدَّعْوَةِ إِلَى النَّاسِ, to speak to people, give da'wah to people. Don't speak about tertiary existing issues that existed centuries ago to people. خصوصاً في هذا البلد, especially inside this country, we speak about relics and aqwal that existed centuries ago. That's not min babi da'wah. وَلَا مِنْ أَقَلْ وَلَا الْحِكْمَةِ. It's not wisdom, it's not intellect. That people think that these are, we're addressing people, topics that concern them. These are not topics that concern them. Because مُعْظَمُ النَّاسِ فِي الْغَرْبِ وَحَتَّى فِي بِلَانِ الْعَرَبِ مَا يُصَلُّونَ. People, whether it be in the Western world or even inside the Arab world, don't pray.
May you have funeral salawat. Don't preserve and guard their prayers. That we begin to speak about abstract issues about belief to these people. That's what, look at the Quran. That's what the Quran in the surah ends by speaking about. Qila murqa'u la yarka'un. When they say to them, bow down, prostrate. They don't prostrate. Look, raqqiz al-Quran. Listen to the language of the Quran. How it speaks. How it addresses the concept about belief and as-salah. Because it is amal. It's action. That these are the daily rituals, daily practices you need to develop inside your life. Then Allah concludes the surah of Majid, فَبِي أَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Which speech are you going to believe in after this? Meaning that if the Quran doesn't have an impact upon you inside your daily life, you don't read the Quran, you don't ponder over the Quran, you don't even listen to the Quran, you don't reflect over the Quran, so what is going to change you? Anashid? Sing songs? Musical instruments, poetry, good words, YouTubers. Are those things going to really have an impact upon you inside your life? That you think those things are going to change me inside my life? There may be just a small percentage of change. Someone may read something and may change them. That they read a proverb of a people of the past. Aristotle or somebody else they read in the past and it moved them. We have the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of us. We don't engage with it. We don't ponder and reflect upon it. Reading other sciences, other things for people who specialize. It's not for an average Muslim to waste their time and looking at these things around them and then say, oh look, this person quoted the Quran. Big deal they quoted the Quran. They reject most of the rest of the Quran throughout their life. Just because they quoted one verse of the Quran, the whole world goes ballistic. They show respect to the Quran. Person keeps the Quran next to their bed. What does that mean? All of us Muslims keep masahif inside our homes. We keep them inside our homes. What does it really mean? Is that a tacit approval of a person's faith and their belief? It's beyond that. Because these surahs are highlighting about if you really believe in al-akhirah, then you need to, as they say, in simple terms, fix up inside your life. Fix up about what we're doing inside our lives and to get towards al-akhirah. To get closer to that journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is repeating this again and again about this belief towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why this surah, wal-mursalat, or al-mursalat, some of the sahaba call it, wal-mursalat, with harf waw. That Allah makes these continuous oaths, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take an oath by whatever He has created. These five or six oaths that Allah makes to send a message. Just like you find inside Surah Al-Shams, wa-shamsi wa-duhaha, some 11, 12 oaths Allah makes, till eventually Allah said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Successful is the one who purifies it, purifies his soul. That's if you study the science of oath inside the Quran, how many times Allah will take an oath by certain things. Then look at the jawabul qasam. Look at the response of the answer to qasam. Why is Allah taking all this oath? To highlight that this yawm is waqir, is a reality. This day, concept of day of judgment is a reality. It's going to come through. But prior to that, wal mursalat. That is surah al mursalat that we find that al-Fadl, that she heard Ibn Abbas, her nephew, reading this surah. And she said to him that this surah reminds me about the last time I followed the prayer behind the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. Hadith inside Sahih al-Bukhari. The last time he led us, I heard him following him in praying Salatul Maghrib. He read Surah al-Mursalat. He read the whole surah. That's why you find that, look at the fiqh of salah. Certain times the Prophet would go into long salah, long surahs, short surahs. Not just condense his life on certain surahs. Why? Because the impact of the Quran. Because Al-Quran tanawwur, Quran, it changes. It changes formats, it changes words. That every single word of the Quran, it changes. That no matter how much you listen to the Quran, one simple word can change a whole dimension of your perception of the Quran. That's what the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. That's why Quran, la ya'lu alayhi. No one can conquer the Quran. No one can conquer the Quran, no matter how much they've learned the Quran, memorize the Quran, recite the Quran. No one can conquer the Quran. Quran conquers over people. لِأَنَّهُ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. It's a speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَرْفَوْ أَقْوَامٌ. This Quran, it raises people. It raises people and it defames people. The more a person is sahibul Quran, a person of the Quran, living by the Quran, more that person is lifted and raised in this dunya by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person who deals with the Quran, meaning studies their life, trying to decipher the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal-mursalati urfa. And the ulama begin to discuss, wal-mursalat, who is it speaking about? Whether it be the angels, whether it be al-riyah or whether it be the messengers. Well, Ibn Kathir يقول أن الأذهر هو الرياح. That is speaking about the beginning few verses are speaking about the wind. والمرسلات عرفا, the wind as it comes again and again. فالعاصفات عصفا, the wind when it comes harsh. That's what you find when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala generally speaks about al-riyah, it comes with blessings. But when Allah mentioned the singular, al-riyah, just the wind, study the Quran, it speaks about destruction. It destroys people. That's what you find in al-riyah, lawaqih. The rain, the wind, it brings the rain, it brings it to the clouds. That's what ulama did begin to discuss, whether it be the angels or the wind, both have a benefit. Both can be concluded, it entails inside them, because this is ikhtilaf al-tanawwu' fil Qur'an. This is a different usage of words inside the Qur'an that carry many meanings. And if all of them are acceptable, you accept all of them. Because even if it's the wind, it brings benefit. يُحْيِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. The wind, or the wind brings life, brings the rain, and brings life to the dead. وَأَنَّ الْمَلَائِكَ تُحْيِي الْأَرْوَاحِ. And the angels, they give life to the soul. Because the angels come with revelation, they come with a message to people. So whether it be the wind or whether it be the rain, both are serving the same purpose of benefiting mankind. And these benefits, that we don't see them inside our lives. We don't acknowledge these benefits. We have both of them. We have the blessings of rain around us. We have the blessings of revelation around us. We don't seem to perceive and go back to obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to do. So you find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside these ayat, وَالْمُرْسَلَاتِ عُرْفَ فَالْآسِفَاتِ أَسْفَ وَالنَّاشِرَاتِ نَشْرًا فَالْفَارِقَاتِ فَرْقًا فَالْمُلْقِيَاتِ ذِكْرًا عُذْرًا أَوْ نُذْرًا إِنَّمَا تُوْعَدُونَ لَوَاقِعٍ. Then the second half begins to speak, the ulama says, speaks about now the role of the angels who begin to separate the people. Udhran aw nudhra, when a person gives excuse or doesn't give excuse, it's sealed now. That's why, hey, there's no bashara, there's no glad tidings. This is a station of coming towards the end of the time, the day of judgment. So it's not going to be glad tidings now. Udhran aw nudhra, cut off, finish. Don't try to delay or bring any excuses out. Your time has come, it's time to leave. So angels will separate you from this dunya. That's why Allah mentioned that this separation, Udhran aw nudhra, إِنَّمَا تُعَدُونَ لَوَاقِعٍ. That which you have been promised is going to be established. As we find Al-Waqi'ah. So Al-Waqi'ah, the 56th chapter of the Quran, it's a reality. As we find that many times Allah subhanahu speaks about, as we said, that many times the last day, أَتَى أَمْرُ اللَّهِ, the day of Allah has been established, قَدْ قُدِيَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ subhanahu wa ta'ala, has been established. لا محالة في ذلك. There's no doubt. إنما تعدون لواقع. As Ibn Kathir mentions, لا محالة. لا شك في ذلك. That all of these promises that Allah is mentioning about the last day, coming to the last day, all this you see about the angels and the wind and the rain. This is what the jawab, the answer is, that Allah is taking an oath that this is a reality. It's a fact that's going to take place. You can't escape it. إنما تعدون لواقع. فإذا النجوم تمست. Then comes the or after which of the days of ni'mah of Allah are you going to reject? Are you going to belie the last day? فَإِذَا النُّجُومُ تُمِسَتْ. That meaning that the stars have lost their light. That the stars, once again, we take for granted. That's why we're بِالنَّجْمِ هُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ. Why the stars, you are guided. The stars are constellation. They're buruj fi السَّمَا. They are zina fi السَّمَا. They are beautification. وَبِالنَّجْمِ هُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ. And via the stars you find your guidance, meaning you find which way to go, where to travel. But on that day, it will change. Those things that we take for granted, that we see on a daily basis and we don't reflect. فَإِذَا النُّجُومُ طُمِسَتْ وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ فُرِجَتْ. The heavens that we see at the beginning of Surah Al-Tabarak, that we find that Allah speaks about, there's no crevices inside the heavens. فَرْجِعِ الْبَصْرَ هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورٍ. Go back and ponder and look. Can you see any weakness inside the heavens and the earth that Allah's created? Rather, your eyes will come back blinded. That's how Allah begins the juz and ends the juz by saying, but that's the dunya that you see now. That same beautification, Allah will crumble it. وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ نُصِفَتْ. These great big mountains that you see, they're just going to be wiped away. That's why so many places inside the Quran, Allah speaks about the mountains. They ask you about the mountains that Allah will just wipe them away. Tal'ihnil manfush, turn them into carded wool, soft wool. What is wool in the value of a human being's hand? Nothing. That's how Allah is going to pluck these great big mountains, wipe them away, make it all a plain of al-mahshar, the hashar, the gathering of people, to bring people there. Uratan, hufatan, ghurla. Allah bring people on a day of judgment in a state of undressed, nudity, uncircumcised, barefooted, standing there in the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Limanil mulkul yawm, lillahi al-wahid al-qahar. This kingdomship that people are speaking about on the tips of tongues of every, whether it be Muslim or non-Muslim. Limanil mulkul yawm. Why don't we focus about that inside our lives? Why don't we focus as we begin our prayers? Maliki yawmiddin. Or for other riwayah that you find in Qira'ah, Maliki yawmiddin. Whether it be the king or the master. Limanil mulkul yawm. To whom does the kingdomship belong today? Lillahi al-wahid al-qahar. To none other, the irresistible one, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah mentions that Surah Ibrahim. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. On that day that you find that Allah will change the heavens and the earth, destroy them, wipe them out. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ. The earth that you don't see. وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. They'll come out forth in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the day that we should be worried about. That's the lesson that we should be taking inside life. That no matter who you are, what prestige, what honor, what rank, what age, what color, what skin, what country, what nation, what tribe, what you possess, what you own, what slaves you have. Kullu man alayha fan. Everything's going to destroy it. Everything. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every single soul will taste death. Kitabun mu'ajjala. It's appointed time. No one dies too early, no one dies too late. It's all recorded in the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The lesson is what? As you find in some riwayat that you find, kafa bil mawti yani wa'idhan. Sufficient is death as a reminder. In another wording that you find, inna lil mawti faza'un. Death has a snatching. It has an awakening. It snatches the person. It snatches the people around you. That's what death does. It reminds. That's what the Prophet continues to say to his companions. Tadhakkur al-maut. Remember death. It's excessively inside your life. Why are we remembering death now? When certain disbelieving people that they die, we don't even remember death at the moment. We're not remembering death at the moment. We're just looking at the grandeur and the glamour and everything. The remembrance for Muslims should be remembering that this is our end. This we're going to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ نُصِفَتْ وَإِذَا الرُّسُلُ أُقِّتَتْ. When the messengers will come on that day. Messengers come. وَفِي قِرَاءَةٍ أُخْرَى إِذَا الرُّسُلُ وُقِّتَتْ بِمَعْنَى جُمِعَتْ. When messengers will come, read the end of Surah Al-Ma'idah. يَوْمَ يَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ الرُّسُلُ. The day when Allah will gather the messengers. And he said to the messenger, what did you answer to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Imagine, tasawwaru, the messengers asked, what did you answer? Is there any doubt about the messengers not conveying their message, exerting their efforts? Now imagine us being asked that same question. What did we do in this dunya? What were our efforts inside this dunya? What did we exert our lives in? What did we want to do? What did we want to achieve inside this dunya? When the messengers are going to ask, on that day of judgment by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لِأَيِّ يَوْمٍ أُجِّلَتْ لِيَوْمِ الْفَصْلِ. This is the gathering of the day of يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Woe to those individuals who reject this, belie this, the last day. That's why the world is full of rejection. That's when the concept of people who don't want to believe in God, don't want to believe inside al-akhirah. And same thing, some of us Muslims, we think there's no al-akhirah. These are just ancient tales, myths, whatever it may be. You know, that's why a Muslim should be vigilant inside their life. You know, before we speak about these greater things, you know, what are we full of in our daily lives? You know what we're full of, many of us, all of us, no exception? Ghibah, just backbiting people. Freelance. But it's for the sake of Allah, it's for this, it's for that, speak about this person, speak about that person. Al-ghibah min al-kaba'ir. Backbiting is amongst the major sins. That's why when a person reads the Quran, reads the Sunnah, it's not just textual reading that we live in, just to quote to people, fanciful words, look down upon people, quote this, quote that, this nusus, this text. How much do we live it inside our life? How much do I live it inside my life? That we just sit there listening to gossip of people and speak about people, slandering about people. And may Allah forbid on the day of judgment, what will happen to the likes of us? People are going to be mufli soon. People are going to be bankrupt people. We're going to think we come on the day of judgment with good deeds, mountains of good deeds. I did this, I did that. Whatever we claim to do. But what do we do? What else do we do inside our lives? وَلَكِنْ شَتَمَ هَذَا وَقَذَفَ هَذَا وَلَعْنَ هَذَا وَأَخَذَ حَقْ هَذَا. He took the right of this person, took the wealth of this person, lied against this person, slandered against this person, spoke about this person. And what's the barter exchange on the day? The barter exchange is good deeds and bad deeds. My good deeds are given to someone else, their bad deeds are given to me. I'm a muflis, I'm a bankrupt individual. Bankrupt. Haba'a manthura, actions have been wasted away. That's what we should be worried about inside our lives, that our actions are not wasted away. That they're not wasted, that everything that we do, we should have that conviction and exert our effort. That the first person, the first personality, the first responsibility is myself. That's my first responsibility inside my life. It should be myself. That what am I going to do on that day? When Allah will ask me on that day, that what did I do? What did you respond to the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? انْتَلِقُوا إِلَى مَا كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. Go to that which you used to rely and reject. Go towards the fire. Go towards the hellfire that you placed inside there with three columns that are going to be there. And then on that day that we find that people are going to try to give excuses. But excuses are not going to be accepted on that day. Because we had enough excuses inside this dunya, ample time inside this dunya to do those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to do. And Allah warns us time and time again, for what benefit? As we began, for our own benefit. That somewhere along the line, that continuous reminder awakens the individual. Reminds them about al-akhir, reminds them about returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person won't be able to speak. Won't be able to utter anything. وَلَا يُؤْذَنُ لَهُمْ فَيَعْتَذِرُونَ. They won't be given no permission. They try to ask permission to speak, to do something. Read the ayat inside the Quran, where the angel will say, اِخْسَأُوا فِيهَا وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ. Angel will say that, remain there. Remain where? Remain inside Jahannam. وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ. Don't speak today. No right to speak. Imagine, read the ayat inside the Quran depicting Jahannam, the disgrace of these people, khalidina fiha abada, residing for eternity in the hellfire. And some of us try to make excuses for certain people. Excuses are for Muslims. Ghayr ma'qul, it doesn't make sense. We don't know where we're going inside our lives. And people have the audacity to say that somebody, wa kufrum zahir, their kufr is open, is apparent. And people want to make justification. Well, maybe God is going to be merciful. لِلَّهِ سُنَّةِ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفِي السَّمَاءِ. Allah is a sunnah, as Ibn Taymiyyah speaks about. Allah is a sunnah in this world and sunnah inside al-akhirah. You can't go against the sunnah. You don't twist the sunnah according to your own desires. You don't make ta'wil al-Quran according to yourself. If there's one person allowed to make ta'wil al-Quran, was whom? Is the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. When Abu Talib passed away, Abu Talib, read the seerah, was a man who defended the Prophet ﷺ, not just with empty words, not with just a token service, not by traveling through certain countries and certain locations and writing a letter to people. He physically helped the Prophet ﷺ, spent his time, his wealth, his money, his property. Do you think that the Prophet ﷺ wasn't upset about that? He didn't care about that? When Ali ibn Abi Talib, the son of Abu Talib, came, and he said to the Prophet ﷺ, مَا تَعَمُّكَ. Your uncle has died. So he said to Abu Talib, فَصَلِّي عَلَيْهِ. He said to Abu Talib, go and pray upon him. Think about this. A man who defended the Prophet ﷺ day in and day out. The Prophet ﷺ doesn't pray upon him. Doesn't read the funeral prayer upon him. If he was allowed to, who do you think he would have done it to? إِنَّكَ لَتَحْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. You can't guide the ones that you love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one that guides. His own mother. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permission. Can I go to her grave? Allah allowed it. Allah allowed the Prophet ﷺ to go to the grave of his mother. Then he asked Allah, can I seek forgiveness for her? And it was refused. That's his own mother. That's the mother of the Prophet ﷺ. So if any individual had the right to intercede and to beseech and to ask, and it was given to Abu Talib, that he's going to have the least punishment in the hellfire. He's going to wear two shoes, two sandals of fire that are going to make his brain boil. That's the least punishment inside Jahannam. And this is Shafa'atul Rasul. This is specific, the intercession of the Prophet granted to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for him to intercede. Apart from that, no other individual has any right. We don't know where we're going. We don't know where our parents are going or where they're gone. And then we can have the audacity to speak about other people. Man mata ala kufr, fahuwa kafir. Whoever dies upon disbelief is a disbelieving individual. وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرٍ فَهُوَ كَافِرٍ. Whoever the doubt about a person's disbelief, ulama of i'tiqad has said, that person can become a disbeliever themselves. That's creed of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah. Basics. That anybody's disbelief is clear, apparent, clear as the sun. Their words, their testimony, their life, their actions are clear. Then you judge them ala zahir. You judge a person upon their apparent beliefs. And likewise, a Muslim. Any Muslim, you judge them by the apparent display of a Muslim. That's where you make an excuse. That's when you make an excuse for a Muslim. That no, possibly not. May Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. We'll pardon them. We'll overlook them. Maybe they had good deeds. Maybe they had Hajj. Maybe they had Siyam. Maybe they had Silatul Rahim. Maybe they had good ties with their parents, with their family members. Maybe they helped someone. Maybe they done this. That's where maybe comes. That's where we use maybe many times for a Muslim. أما بعد هذا يوم الفصل جمعناكم الأولين. This is a day of gathering. We're going to gather you and the first of the creation all in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فإن كان لكم كيدٌ فكيدون. If you have the ability to plot or to plan or to counteract against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then do so. And this is khitab of zajr, of warning, of wa'id, shadeed, as Ibn Kathir mentions, that this isn't a khitab that you're allowed to do what you want to do. It's a warning that you can't plot and plan against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't go against the judgment or the day of judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Woe to those individuals who reject the last day or reject the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Ibn Kathir mentioned, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us these glad tidings. That the bushra is given to whom? إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي ذِلَالٍ وَعُيُونَ. The glad tidings is given to the believer, the muttaqoon. They're going to be in shades and in rivers. They're going to be. Thus we find that even this surah in itself, in relationship to the previous surah Al-Insan that we find, where Allah speaks about the different rivers or the different types of drinks. Zanjabila, kafura, salsabila. And here Allah mentions that in surah Ma'an Furata. A sweet water drink will be given to the believing individuals. As we mentioned many times, it's not all doom and gloom for believers. That for them there's going to be what people are rejoicing at the moment in brocades and gold and silver and silk and ornaments and wealth and property. It's all there inside al-akhirah. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي ذِلَالٍ وَعُيُونَ وَفَوَاكِهَ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ. And whatever fruits that they desire. Another place inside the Quran they'll have whatever the soul it desires will be given to them. Whatever the soul thinks about, it will be granted to the believers. That's why inside this dunya, the nafs, it needs to be controlled. That's why this world is a mad world, that whatever people lust and they desire, they need to fulfill it. They need to carry it out inside this world. They need to have that enjoyment inside this world. But that lust and that desire, it doesn't finish. It doesn't diminish. Because that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this soul inside this dunya, that the greed of the soul, it continues. That after one lust, another lust to another lust, it never finishes. But the lust, if we can use such words, inside al-akhirah, desire inside the akhirah, it stops. Meaning the soul becomes content. And that's why the whole human being inside al-akhirah will be a different human being. What will be given inside al-akhirah? Fi jannatin wa uyun. They find inside gardens and rivers will be granted to these individuals who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kulu washrabu hani'an bima kuntum ta'malun. eat and drink, hani and comfortably. No rush. Nothing to disturb you. Hani and bima kuntum ta'amaloon. Reward for what purpose? Bima kuntum ta'amaloon. Because of what you used to do inside this dunya. That's what aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah is. Is al-iman wal-amal. This concept people have, Allah knows what's inside my heart. How many times people come and pose this question? Allah knows what's inside my heart. Even people have the audacity to say, even if I don't pray, Allah knows what's inside my heart. Allah knows I'm a good person. I don't harm anybody. I don't do this. Maybe you pray, you do this, you do that. That doesn't mean you give up prayer inside your life. It doesn't mean you give up the fara'id. It doesn't mean you give up the obligation. Just because I'm a bad Muslim, that's not an excuse for you to give up what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you to do. Tells me to do. Tells us to do. That's not an excuse. That's just a Western concept that we're surrounded by. That if I do this, what's the point in me doing it? No, that's not Islam. Believing individuals, Muslims, whatever type of Muslim you are. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. That you find the most powerful verse of forgiveness inside the Quran. Or you believe, don't despair from the forgiveness of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all sins. Person shouldn't despair, shouldn't lose hope. Whatever type of Muslim that we are, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, abwabu maftuha, the doors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are open for every single individual. Kulu washrabu hani'an bima kuntum ta'malun. These are reward given to those individuals. Inna kadhalika najzil muhsinin. Likewise, we're going to give reward to the doers of good. That's why I study al-muhsinun inside the Quran. The pious individuals, look at all their traits, the characteristics. How far away we are from the traits or the characteristics of these individuals. Then Allah then warns, وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِبِينَ. Woe to those who reject the last day or reject this concept. And those individuals who enjoyed this world. Allah says to them, كُلُوا وَتَمَتَّعُوا قَلِيلًا. Eat and drink for a short while. Eat and drink. Enjoy this world for a short while. هَذَا مِنْ بَابِ الْإِسْتِدْرَاجِ. Go do whatever you want to do. That's what Allah says inside, it says about in Jahannam, ذُقْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْكَرِيمُ. Rakkiz al-lughatul Qur'an. Allah says, look, go and taste. You thought you were high and mighty, noble, precious, special. Now taste what? Taste good things? Taste the punishment of Jahannam. Does you find that those individuals, kulu wa tamatta'u qaliyan, it's only a short span in this world. Innakum mujrimun. You're criminals. You're only here on this world for a short while. Then when you finish this world, thinking you enjoyed yourself, then you're going to come towards al-akhirah. That the punishment inside the akhirah is going to be even more ashad. Mata'u dunya, qaleel. Life of this world is qaleel, is short. Enjoyments of the world are short. Enjoyments inside this world for a short span that they are. Waylun yawma idhin lil-mukathibin. Woe to those individuals who deny it. Then Allah mentions, wa idha qila murka'u la yarka'un. That's what Imam Sa'd inside his tafsir, he mentions, that it's even applying to today's time. When it's said to people, bow down, they don't bow down. As we mentioned, life is iman and action. When they're told to bow down, the greatest symbol, as we began with, of a Muslim, the greatest symbol of a Muslim is as-salah. That's the greatest symbol. Let's not get bogged down into salah should be like this and perform like this and like this and like that and like that. Leave that for now. Leave it for now. Let's just get people praying firstly. Let's get them to focus upon what as-salah is. What is ruh as-salah? What's the spirit? What's the soul of the prayer? What's the spirit of the prayer? Rather than standing in salah, people nudging one another, dragging one another, touching one another, fixing one another. That's not the spirit of salah. That's not khushu fi salah. That's not focus inside as-salah. The real salah is that is sila baynaka wa bayna Allah. Is the relationship between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَدَ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Successful are believers who are devoted to their prayers. Devoted to their prayers. Worried about their prayers. يُحَافِظُونَ. Preserve their prayers. Worried about it. That's what real salah is. And likewise, salah leads what to the individual? What does it make salah really do to us? The answer is given inside the Quran. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَصْنَعُونَ. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Salah takes you away from immorality, lewdness, promiscuity, sexual misconduct, wickedness, bad behavior. Fawahish, that's what salah does. That's what it does. Takes the person away, drifts them away. It purifies them. It cleanses your soul, your mind, your body. That's why you come to Salah. You don't come to Salah to twitch, to bother about other people, to check your phone, to check your messages, to see what people are saying. Lock up from the dunya. Come, no, daqaiq, how many minutes does it take? 5 minutes? 5 minutes to pray Dhuhr properly, to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We spent, there's people documented, we spent hours scrolling in a day. Hours we spend. And we have a problem with 5 minutes. وَإِذَا قِيلَ مُرْقَعُوا لَا يَرْقَعُونَ When it's said to them, bow down, they can't bow down. Whether it be in this dunya, or whether it be to the munafiqoon inside al-akhirah. When they try to bow down, they won't be able to bow down. And then Allah concludes by mentioning, وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ For the 10th time, فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ After all of this, this surah, after all these paragraphs, after all of this, if they don't believe inside this hadith, meaning the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't know what they're going to believe in. That's why it's another place inside the Quran, فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَ اللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ يُؤْمِنُونَ So which of the verses and the signs of Allah are they going to believe in after this? As we said, that we said more focus on the Quran to awaken us, awaken our lives, awaken our personalities, awaken our character, our behavior, our etiquettes. That's what we used to be focused on our life, that our relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We claim to follow the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where are we from those teachings? Where are we from those teachings? Quran is again crystal clear. Al-Iman wal-Kufr, ka-Shamsi wal-Qamar wal-Layli wal-Nahar. That's us. You don't need to be a scholar. You know, the Quran only has certain ayat which are scholarly. There's certain ayat in the Quran which are scholarly. Ayat of mirath, of inheritance, at-talaq, at-tijara, at-jihad. There's certain ayat inside the Quran from the 6,600 odd verses inside the Quran. There's a few ayat inside the Quran. What the rest of the 6,000 ayat, mu'adhamul Quran. The rest of the Quran is what? Is spirituality, is awakening. So why are we aloof? Why are we away from the Quran? Why can't we study, read the Quran on a daily basis and see this is what the Quran says? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tattakhidhu aduwwi wa aduwwakum awliya. What ta'wil? What ta'wil can you make of this? Quran is crystal clear. Or you believe, don't take my enemy and your enemy as your allies and your friends. Allah says words that remain for time, for eternity. They remain there until this Quran is lifted. You can't make ta'wil of certain ayat of the Quran. They're crystal clear. You find that hatred disseminated from their mouths. وَمَا تُخْفِي فِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ What they conceal inside their hearts is far more worse. So as we squabble amongst ourselves, we argue amongst ourselves, we can't see what the message of the Quran is. We can't see what's being taken place to us Muslims, to our land, our property, our intellect. We don't know what history is. We don't know what the world is. We live in a cocoon world. That's what many of us Muslims live in. We can't see the audacity, the atrocities, the plunder, the killing, the looting, the wealth, what they've done to Islamic institutes, how they plundered them, how they looted them, how they exiled the ulama, placed them inside jails and prisons there, threw them out to take out, extinguish the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sunnatullah al-ard. We raise people always that will come and ignite that faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what we should be igniting the faith, reminding people around what is faith, what is belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pristine belief, orthodox belief, in only calling and imploring upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us Muslims the victory and the success and paradise inside the akhirah, that all this struggle at the end of it, people who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they can somehow fast track all these millions, billions of Muslims who died. They just fast track them because of your emotional feelings. And found their way into paradise. That's what it seems to be like. And the rest of us average Muslims, well, you can just wait there somewhere along the line. And then God will decide for you. Or people will decide for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful towards the servants, towards the Muslims. And He loves them. And He gives them glad tidings. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Give glad tidings to believers. Give them glad tidings. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us that tawfiq and ability to die in a state of iman. That's what it shows us. That iman, it can quiver, it can waver from here to there. We ask Allah to make us steadfast inside our iman. Know who our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Die upon servitude and obedience. And no words of kufr or disbelief. but words of belief and affirmation in and towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.